Christian businessman George Hunt attended a number of semi-secret United Nations planning sessions in Colorado in the late 1980s. These meetings were preparatory for the United Nations Rio Earth Summit of 1992. Hunt states, "In 1987, I attended the Fourth World Wilderness Congress. Maurice Strong, the convener, said it was called the Fourth World because it was the fourth one of these environment congresses that Edmund de Rothschild had created. I learned later that the world order refers to the coming one world government as the Fourth World, or world control by the world order where there is no more first, second, or third worlds, just a boundaryless planet, which is called the Fourth World Wilderness. Yogis and shamans refer to it as the Fourth World Wilderness, the lostness of the mind. The lostness of the mind refers to the collective consciousness. Persons will be coerced through lies, drugs, fear, and pain to surrender themselves, their egos, to the collective consciousness, or possibly hive mind or the cloud." Comment by the narrator. "The Fourth World will be a return to a society much like the Caesars, or Babylon, or the Fourth Reich, within the fictionalized societies described in Huxley's Brave New World and Brave New World Revisited, and George Orwell's classic 1984. We will flourish with only a whimper. The world order wants to create a new society out of the ashes of chaos, a collectivist fourth world complete, with a collectivist religion, collectivist finance, and unchecked world national socialism, fascism. The world order will offer Gaia, Mother Earth, to the masses as the big brother image to worship in the fourth world. Maurice Strong has already set up a 140,000-acre project in Crestone, Colorado, to develop this earth religion system. Projects are funded by the Rockefeller Fund, among other foundations. The 1992 Rio Earth Summit will link environment with industry. The Lords of the Unsaid Conference," that's the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, "will be the masters of who gets what and when if we don't do something about it quickly. Who leads the environmental movement? The convener of the Rio Earth Summit, Maurice Strong, identifies Baron Edmund de Rothschild as the creator of the environment movement. Strong states that Rothschild is the positive synthesis of environment, on the one hand, that's the thesis, and growth and development on the other, that's the antithesis. Strong very clearly admits that the Rothschild combination, including the Rockefellers and most world capitalists, aim to control the environment and development movement as the synthesis of the thesis and antithesis in the Hegelian dialectic. Power will converge into their hands through the 1992 Rio Conference. The synthesis, the head of the power, merges into the hands of the House of Rothschild." Another speaker at the Fourth World Conference was David Rockefeller, world energy capitalist and banker. He was named Mr. Growth and Development at the meeting. His counterpart, William Ruckelshaus, organizer of the EPA and creator of its laws under Presidents Ford and Reagan, was dubbed Mr. Environment. Mr. Environment Ruckelshaus is the CEO and chairman of the board for BFI, Browning Ferris Industries, one of the largest private environment companies in the world. The hypocrisy is that Ruckelshaus, as EPA chief, made the very laws by which his waste company, FBI, is becoming rich. Hypocrisy number two is that Ruckelshaus and Maurice Strong were key investors in American Water Development, a company which tried to circumvent Colorado water laws and gain control of one of the largest underground reservoirs of water in the world. "I did a survey of the people down in the San Luis Valley, and I asked what will happen when Maurice Strong and William Ruckelshaus and others will pull 200,000 acre feet of water per year out of the San Luis Valley. It was unanimous that their land will turn into a wasteland, will turn into a desert. So here we have people at an environmental congress that are waltzing 200 miles south that want to suck the aquifers dry and turn it into a desert. The hypocrisy is so deep. What kind of madness are these world order Caesars afflicted with? They hope to run the lives of people for generations to come. They are the same crowd who created a Hitler, arranged the assassination of Lincoln and Kennedy, and have indicated elsewhere that they want to drastically reduce the population of the world to make environment and development more sustainable.